The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. My family joined another family on the Saturday after Thanksgiving to go up to Titlow Hill Road to get a Christmas tree. This has become a tradition between the Nicolinis and the Loyas. We go up in the morning with a picnic lunch and hiking gear, and we walk around the forest looking for just the right tree. It's a lot of fun, the kids love it, and we get a tree for the cost of a $10 Forest Service permit and some fuel. But this year, the weather was not cooperating. The forecast was for strong wind and snow, which meant blowing snow. The smart thing to do would have been to reschedule. But we went anyway, even though I figured we only had about a 50% chance of making it up to where we could harvest our trees. Now, I work for the National Weather Service, and our advice during winter storms is to plan your travel around the weather. So basically, we suggest rescheduling travel if at all possible. Clearly, we could have rescheduled this trip, but we went anyway, and here's my logic. I suggested to the other parents that if any point we encountered bad conditions, then we could simply turn around, and that doing so would set a good example for our three young children. Kids emulate everything their parents do, and this seemed like a great opportunity for our kids to see their parents deciding to turn around to be safe. You see, I've learned that turning around is really hard for most folks. I know this because I analyze past incidents to determine how people make decisions that get them in trouble. And a recurring theme is that people can't turn back once they have started down some path. This applies to boats crossing the bar to go out into the ocean, it applies to people driving through flooded roads, and it applies to people setting out to cross a mountain pass during winter weather. Once we get going on a certain path, it's just hard to change that path. And the more momentum that has been committed to that path, the harder it is to turn back. And in fact, on our Christmas tree outing, both dads found it hard to turn back. Our first clue that it wasn't going to work out was when we got stopped behind an AT&T truck towing a snowcat that was trying to get up the mountain to do some repair work. They had to use winches to get out and then put snow chains on to keep moving. Meanwhile, the wind had increased and it was blowing snow everywhere, and yet we pushed a little further up once the AT&T truck got unstuck. And then another truck started to lose traction and slide back down the hill. And at this point, the wind was blowing the snow horizontally across our windshield. So at that point, we made the decision to go home. We stopped lower down and played in the snow and drank hot chocolate. So even though we didn't get a tree that day, we still had some fun. And more importantly, we demonstrated to our kids that it's okay to turn around when danger is ahead. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.